must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blixen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky, so up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and Saint Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney Saint Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys was flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled! His dimples, how merry! His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a round little belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. And I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprung to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Brett Hodick. Before we end today's show, it's been wonderful for me to speak as Andy Williams, who passed away in Branson, Missouri on September 25th of 2012. Our last tune today, which was Andy Williams' biggest hit, Moon River, will be sung live by John Luti-Puleo, who has been singing all of Andy's great songs today. John, it's all yours.
I'm crossing you in style someday. Oh, dream maker, you heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way. Two drifters off to sea. There's such a lot of world to see. We're after the same rainbow's end, waiting round the bend, my huckleberry friend. Moon and me, around the bend, my huckleberry friend, Moon River. And
this has been the new Andy Williams Holiday Extravaganza, starring John Ludi Paleo, who sang all of Andy Williams' great hits. Our other live music was provided by Bill's Little Big Band. Stars today, as always, come from the 12-time award-winning WGTD 91.1 Players, and they were in alphabetical order Julie Burton, Rene Bouchel, Siegfried Christoph, Art Dexter, Vicky Dumay, Tristan Eves, Todd Eves, Brett Hodak, Susan Lean, Maddie the Border Collie, Andrew Potter, Cameron Spencer, and Joe Van Hulley. Our show today was directed by Rene Bouchel and was written by Steve Brown and Mike Ostrup. Our chief radio engineer was Dave Janzer. Our sound director was Chuck Janzer, and Mike Ostrup created our live sound effects. As always, support for the WGTD Radio Theater comes from the Kenosha Law Firm of Aaliyah Dumay and McKernan, the not-for-profit Brown Ostrup Performing Arts Foundation, located in the village of Salem Lakes, and finally, Lake Lawn Resort, located right here in Delavan, Wisconsin. Be sure to join us on Saturday, January 27th, at 11:15, when we begin our 14th season, and this will be our annual cartoon show on the radio. And now, before we sign off, we're going to have another song from Bill's Little Big Band, and then we'll sign off with John Ludi Paleo, who will be singing White Christmas.
Just like the ones I used to know, where the tree tops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I
For the WGTD Radio Theater and the 91.1 Players, I'm your announcer and co-executive director and producer, Steve Brown, thanking you for joining us this morning for the new Andy Williams Holiday Show Extravaganza, brought to you live from Lake Lawn Resort in beautiful Delavan, Wisconsin. Have a wonderful day. This is WGTD HD, serving Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva.
Thank you. You're listening to WGTD-HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva, your gateway to public radio.
We also rely on many people, including the members of our 9XM Leadership Circle, who give $1,200 every year. And if you are able to afford that, please become a 9XM member with your gift of $100 a month or more right now at WPR.org. or 888-202-2552. But again, we greatly appreciate any amount. It's just important that you do so now in our last couple hours of the year-end membership drive.
Join people like James from Middleton, who says the classical music is a great thing to have, especially in the morning hours during the weekend and on Saturdays. It's my calming place to go as a respite from all the noise surrounding us in today's hectic world. Keep up the good work. Well, thank you, James, for your pledge and for your comments. Join with James and the others looking for 12 pledges to meet our goal for the hour at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We have a little business to take care of and then some more music.
You bet. Just a minute.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Overby. Join me on my next world music expedition, where style, some unexpected, with others steeped in elegance and layered with alluring textures, harbor sounds destined for the same port of call on the road to higher ground. Saturday night at 7 p.m. Central on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Morning Edition, All Things Considered. Simply Folk. These programs and many more are possible thanks to listener support. You can learn about WPR programs, schedules, and so much more at WPR.org. Support also comes from Little Luxuries, a woman-owned specialty gift shop located on State Street in Madison since 1990. Unique gifts and accessories for life's special occasions. Details are at LittleLuxuriesMadison.com.
This next request, an online request from Linda in Madison, is for music by Joaquin Rodrigo, the Adagio Second Movement, from the Concierto de Aranjuez for guitar and orchestra. She heard this performance recently when Sharon Isbin was the soloist with the Madison Symphony Orchestra, and Linda said it was so beautiful that she really wants to hear it again. The liner notes to this performance that we're going to hear were written by Sharon Isbin, and I'd like to share with you some of her comments. When I read about them, I really thought about you, the Classics by Request listener, for many reasons. One might request a certain piece when we think about why you request a piece. And that's what made me think of you, but it also reminded me that a composer will often write music to express a powerful feeling or emotion during a stressful experience in one's life. When Rodrigo was writing the Adagio Second Movement for this concerto, it was after his wife had a miscarriage and became seriously ill. And it was the images of his deep love and affection for his wife that he translated this into music. And for Isbin, this movement has personal meaning. For when her brother was dying of AIDS in 1996, he asked her to have this recording of this movement be played at his memorial service. We're going to hear this beautiful second Adagio movement from the Concierto de Aranjuez by Joaquin Rodrigo, featuring guitar Sharon Isbin and the New York Philharmonic. That beautiful, beautiful Adagio second movement from the Concierto de Aranjuez for guitar and orchestra by Joaquin Rodrigo, a performance with Sharon Isbin as a soloist performing with the New York Philharmonic, a request from Linda in Madison. Peter, you were going to remind me, if I recall, that Sharon Isbin was here in the studio with Norman.
Just recently for as part of her appearance with Madison Symphony. She sat in this very chair, Ruth Ann.
Where you're sitting now. Lucky you. I'm in Norman's chair.
I'm sorry. It was a great interview. In fact,
yes,
Norman and I were just listening to part of it the other day. And you can hear that, in fact, if you go online to WPR.org and look for the midday page. Many of Norman's interviews, live guests are on there. And that's a great interview with Sharon Isbin recently. And it's not the first time she's been on. We have so many interesting musicians come through either for interviews or for live performances. And again, that's one of the many things that's possible because we have a business model that gets support from listeners that makes this kind of unique radio possible. And here we are, Ruth Ann, the last few minutes of Classics by Request. Mm-hmm. At the very end of our year-end membership drive, at the very end of our centennial year. So what a wonderful time, if you're not a member yet, to become one. 11 more pledges to go, Ruth Ann, in almost 11 minutes to meet the goal for this hour. And your pledge is a big part of that at WPR.org. You can also call 888-202-2552.
I have always told you that it's wonderful to receive your requests, wonderful to hear the reasons for your selections, and it's your participation support that has made this program popular for 37, almost 38 years. It's all because of you. Please, if you can, in another way now, support this program by showing your financial support for Classics by Request and, of course, for everything that you enjoy on Wisconsin Public Radio. Now's the time. Any amount, we greatly appreciate. Please make your pledge at WPR.org or the toll-free number 888-202-2552.
Join people like Elizabeth in Roswell, New Mexico, says, I recently moved to New Mexico. I really miss the great musical programs that WPR offers. And now I'm happy to be able to listen online. Saturday and Sunday morning are both special to me.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Elizabeth. It's easy, obviously Elizabeth doesn't do this, but it's easy sometimes to almost take things for granted. It's just there at the flip of a switch. Mm-hmm. You turn on the radio and actually, as you've noted, Ruth Ann, Classics by Request not only is, we think, the longest mm-hmm. running such show, but there aren't many examples of this kind of thing around at all. So it's a really unique thing, and it's thanks to you not only making requests, but also your support. That's what kind of fuels the engine. And if you do value it and listen on a regular basis and like knowing it's around, you'll feel even better if you take that extra step to actually support it. You choose the amount. It's really easy. It takes just a few minutes. And it's a wonderful thing to do, to go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552, and we're still sort of
sitting there
at 11 pledges, Ruth Ann.
I know, I've noticed that.
It was so, you know, we were just really sailing along there, and now it's sort of slowed. We don't want that to happen, so don't underestimate the impact you can have right now with your pledge in this last 10 minutes.
In just 10 minutes from now, we'll head out to New York for Live from the Met, today's performance, Mozart's The Magic Flute. So you only have 10 minutes to show your support for Classics by Request. Remember that listener support is the single biggest source of funding for the WPR programs that you rely on. And that's why your support right now during this year-end membership drive really is so important. Perhaps your gift is $5 a month, $10, $20, whatever amount is the right amount. You choose it right now. Pledge at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And consider becoming a sustaining member. You set up whatever amount you choose to come out of your bank account or credit card every month. You can manage that, adjust it anytime you want. In fact, many sustainers have made year-end extra gifts, which is great, but you can also make a first-time gift right now. It's really an investment in what you use and what you value. And in particular, Classics by Request, we'd love to hear from you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have time for one more request today, and it comes from Roseanne in Fond du Lac. She says, anything from the Nutcracker. Here's the overture with Leonard Slatkin conducting the Minnesota Orchestra. Music of Tchaikovsky from the Nutcracker Suite. That was the overture with Leonard Slatkin conducting the Minnesota Orchestra, a request from Roseanne in Fond du Lac. In fact, I think if we just listen to it underneath, it might be fun, because this is just such a beautiful work. I just felt we didn't give it enough time, and this will lead us up to the end of the program. We have, oh my goodness, only 8 more pledges of support needed. We just heard from a new listener, a first-time requester. Thank you so much. 4 minutes left. It's up to you. Keep us on track. Help us to make this year-end membership drive strong because of your financial support.
And this is the last chance we have to come to you during Classics by Request here at the final day of our year-end membership drive. And this is our last drive of our centennial year. Thank you if you've already made a request, a pledge during this membership drive or at other times of the year. Your support is what makes all of this happen. And as we've been saying, because it really is true, listener support is by far the single biggest source of income for us. It's the foundation for everything. and it comes in one pledge at a time. So never underestimate the very significant impact you can have when you make a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. In fact, it does even more than you might think during this drive.
It does. It's so meaningful. As we know, it's the season of giving, and you can do two good things when you give to WPR during this year-end membership drive right now with your gift of $10 or $20 a month. Or one-time gift of $120 or $240, you can choose a thank you gift that will provide meals to a Wisconsin food bank in your area. That's such a wonderful way to show your support for two wonderful, ways to give, and that's to Wisconsin Public Radio and also to people in need. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
By the way, if you have questions about how any of this works, including membership, feel free to ask when you call, but it's really a simple process. It takes just a few minutes, and you'll feel great about it, and you get to choose the amount that you give. The main thing we ask is that you get actively involved, because that's how public radio works. And I know some of our commercial colleagues think it's a crazy business model, but it's what makes this kind of radio, including Classics by Request, possible, because instead of focusing on bringing in advertisers, we're focused on you. That's what it's all about. You're our constituency. You're the reason we're here. So if you do listen on a regular basis and think it's really great to have around and it's important and useful, take that extra step and become an active supporter. It's so easy at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Ruth Ann Bessman, 8 pledges to go in the next few minutes. It'd be
really
great to have a big flurry here at the end.
Absolutely. No time to delay right now, with just under 3 minutes before we head out to New York for Live from the Met, the broadcast, Mozart's Magic Flute. Help us keep this goal. It is important for a reason. It keeps us on track, and make a great end of the year-end membership drive very successful. And be one of those. It'll make you feel good. I know that people tell us all the time when they become a member, they feel like they have that ownership. And just like you have in Classics by Request, when you share your requests with us every week, it's your program. This is your station. You rely on us as we rely on you, and this is the time to do it. Please don't delay. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It takes just a couple of minutes, and you become a patron of the arts in a very real sense, but you don't have to be super wealthy or anything like that. It's a very democratic, with a small d, process. We all work together and pool our resources, and we patronize the arts, the great news coverage, the entertainment, everything else that we think is important to have on the air here at WP Arts, thanks to people just like you taking that little bit of time and a few pennies a day, really, to become a member. And you can do your part right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And we do thank you, Ruth Ann. We're going to be going
signing
to
off
the Met.
15 seconds right now. Peter, thank you so much for joining me. It's not always easy, at least for me, to do some of the pitching. But with you here,
yay,
it's been fun. It's been successful. Thank you so much for coming in on Saturday.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
And thank you, if you've already shown your support for Classics by Request, thank you, thank you. Don't delay again. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks.
Enjoy a Wisconsin classical holiday tradition with highlights from the Eau Claire Master Singers' Lessons and Carols concert. A beautiful combination of familiar tunes and newly commissioned works. Sunday at 1 on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Support for WPR comes from Rogers Behavioral Health in Madison, Appleton, southeastern Wisconsin, and 6 other states, dedicated to helping children, teens, and adults find life worth living. More at rogersbh.org.
You're listening to WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine.